Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, let's talk about our top five tips for stress and your skin. It is a stressful time, more stress than precedented in human history, in modern human history anyway, with the COVID-19 coronavirus. And we are all at home. We are looking at our faces chronically in the mirror. We are looking at our faces in our Zoom meetings, and we are being critical of our faces. And I notice lots of us are self-treating with picking at our faces, you know, expressing stuff from our pores, using safety pins and all kinds of nonsense to drain pimples. And I just know that that's going to lead to problems. So I just want to go over with you guys and remind you that stress can affect your skin. It's normal to see breakouts and problems going on right now. And there are solutions for that. Don't forget, number one on the list, that stress weakens your immune system. So when your immune system is compromised, there are certain skin conditions that are going to flare, especially like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea. These are conditions where your skin, which may have previously been behaving well, suddenly gets scratchiness, flakiness, exfoliation changes, and redness, inflammation. So if you're noticing that your skin is having some of these problems, you have to be patient. You have to give your body a little bit of time to accommodate this new load of stress. Our bodies manifest with the feelings that they are feeling internally on the external surface of the skin. So remember to do the things that can boost your weakened immune system. Number one is take away the stress by going for a walk, doing some exercise, and channeling your stress and energy into something else besides picking at your skin. Another way that stress affects the immune system and the skin is by causing increased levels of dryness. Cortisol is your stress hormone that's excreted at high levels in periods of fight or flight, and times when you have a lot of anxious information and a high level of adrenaline flowing through your body. Your increased cortisol limits the skin's ability to retain moisture. And the skin can sometimes look more sallow or gray and dull. Everything looks worse. You're at home, you're stressing, you're probably not hydrating as much. It's even compounded more by the fact that you have dryness from indoor conditions. There's not a lot of humidity in some of our houses, and the increased cortisol level contributes as well to skin dryness. So things you can do to improve that: how about some steam? Nice long steamy shower. Steam, remember, is effective at hydrating the top surface levels of the skin. If you go into a steam bath, you've had that experience, your skin comes out glowy, and it's partly the heat, which vasodilates the skin surface and opens up the pores and allows impurities to come out. It's also partly the increased circulation and flow, and it's also the hydration to those top levels of skin. Since we can't go to any steam rooms, we can boil a pot of water on the stove and pour that in a big bowl and put a nice towel over our head and breathe deep. It's such a fun and good exercise to do that. So 2 minutes of steaming your face is going to be so helpful, followed by a really nice hyaluronic acid serum. And you can try something like my hydration serum. My deep blue hydration serum is excellent for retaining moisture, and I love what it does for my skin in terms of just giving a glow. What's another way that stress affects the skin? Well, oil and acne. So skin can produce more oils, leading to acne because of this overproduction of cortisol. People who are chronically hyperly stressed out, overstimulated, and high cortisol, the adrenal glands put out your cortisol. The adrenal glands also put out hormones that are the male androgenic hormones, and androgenic hormones are going to make you more prone to acne breakouts. Also, eating stuff like peanut butter and foods with high androgen content can give you more of this acneic oil breakouts. The skin needs to feel moisturized and lubricated from skin oils that your glands produce naturally, but at the same time, when you're producing excess amounts of cortisol, your glands are overproducing. And if you're going to bed with makeup on, you're just not in your normal skincare routine, you're going to be extra prone to acne and breakouts. Stress by itself is something that can give you these breakouts, but on top of that, increased cortisol levels more androgenic foods that we might be eating. All of these can contribute to more acne. Remember, keep your hands off your face. These studies have shown that people who touch their face a lot, including putting your cell phone to your face, are much more prone to breakouts. And please do your laundry, wash your pillowcase, please wash your face twice a day. Some people have asked me, when you're at home, do you really need to wash your face twice a day since you haven't gone out? I would say yes. Get into the routine, because at least every 12 hours you're taking care of your skin, removing daily pollutants which can accumulate on your skin, even at home. And increased stress can give you increased amounts of redness and rosacea, which we mentioned earlier. But when you're stressed, there is more flushing of the surface skin. The dilated blood vessels on the skin really flare, and you can see them making the skin appear more red and even sometimes puffy or inflammatory. Remember that there are ingredients in your own house that you can use to reduce inflammation. I personally love my triple shot serum, which has a ton of green tea. And if you're a rosacea or redness patient, that is going to improve your skin in a month tremendously. Everybody who buys that one gets it again, because it really works. So it has green tea, resveratrol, and caffeine. Caffeine shrinks pore size. The green tea is so good for inflammation and antioxidant ability, and resveratrol too, really great antioxidant. So be using some of that on your skin if possible. At home, if you have green tea bags, you can brew some green tea, use some cotton pads that you soak in the green tea, and apply those all over your face. That's one great way to do it. You can use aloe, which is calming and anti-inflammatory, and you can also use cooling things like ice. Just apply a little bit of, apply those pads maybe right after they've come out of the freezer, and that'll be a nice way to calm the surface of the skin. In terms of your rosacea, I also want to remind you, your redness will be exacerbated if you're not wearing sunscreen. We're indoors these days, and some of us don't put on our morning sunscreen like we used to because we're not leaving the house. And that is absolutely wrong. We do want to wear sunscreen even on a cloudy day, even indoors, because you are standing next to windows where ultraviolet light comes right through the glass. You are standing in front of blue light computer screens all day long, and that emits a light frequency that can damage and age your skin and also flare up rosacea tendencies. Also, in the presence of these overhead lights that can sometimes be fluorescent lighting, also creating some ultraviolet free radical damage for the skin surface. So remember, even indoors, to wear a layer of that sunscreen. I love mine because it does have SPF 50 and it's a mineral. I don't like putting on a ton of chemicals, and mineral sunscreens are reflective. This one also has green tea for improving antioxidant ability. And when you're at home running out to take the dog for a walk and you haven't put your sunscreen on, it may not yet be summer, but the spring ultraviolet light is quite intense. So just remember, if you're popping outdoors, pop on some sunscreen. So there you have it. Those are some ideas about stress and skin. I know we're all feeling tireder and older, and stress really does age you. So it is what it is. We are going to face this problem together as a community, and I'm going to help you. And we have 30% off on all the skincare this month. It's our anti-stress skincare sale. I hope you check it out. These are some great products. I use them personally. I've tested them and tried them on myself, my family, and only the best science goes into my skincare. So check it out. It's www.beautybydrk.com/shop. And 30% off for the whole rest of the month, so we can all de-stress and take care of ourselves. It's one little thing that's going to make your day that much better to see an improvement in your skin. I hope you'll find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K doing amazing things with people's faces. That's it for now. Stay beautiful and de-stress, babies.